So this morning I had to get some gas and I go to my local 76 station. I know some of you are thinking, well, I go to the most expensive one. Does it really matter at this point, guys? Gas is a fortune everywhere. I'm not going to drive 10 miles looking for a cheaper gas price because then I'm going to be spending the same amount of money. Anyway, cost me $100 to fill up my tank. $100. And the question is, where is all this money going that Jay Inslee and his chosen hand-picked successor, Bob Ferguson, and the rest of the Democrats all supported? Where is it actually going to? Joining us now on the KVI studio line, Senate Republican leader, Senator John Brown. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. So where is the money going?
Well, right now, there's a chunk that is set aside for transportation, which I suppose if this is just a glorified gas tax, a huge gas tax, that's not a terrible use. And then the rest is kind of spread here and there. It's not really going. And you know, they say it'll go towards carbon reduction, perhaps maybe some resiliency. But these are very vague terms. And right now, it's unclear how it's going to be spent. What is clear is that the state government is raking in hundreds of millions of dollars, now billions of dollars, from the citizens of our state in this cap and trade program. It's really turned into a very, very expensive gas tax.
Okay, so it's a gas tax, and typically gas taxes are supposed to go to fix up roads and stuff, but Governor Jay Inslee's office sent me a whole list of where all this money is going towards, and I'm looking and I go, this isn't going to prevent climate change. This isn't going to solve any of those issues. At this point, if they're taking the money from me, I'd rather they be cleaning up the homeless encampments and the Washington State Patrol, because at least then that's kind of dealing with pollution. What say you?
I think that's a good use of it. I mean, that's just the thing. There's literally dozens of good uses for it. Instead, it's turned into a slush fund for Governor Inslee and his accomplices in this heist of the people of the state of Washington. I mean, whether it's for transportation, which helps everyone with better roads. We know we're hundreds of millions of dollars behind on maintenance of our basic road system. We know we have lots of big projects that would make a real difference to people's lives. It could be going towards that. It could be going towards homelessness. It could be going towards tax reduction. Why don't we give it back? You know, if we really care that much about reducing carbon, okay, we could disagree about the policy. But if this money, why don't we turn it back into tax relief and other foreign forms for the people of the state of Washington? That's what they do in British Columbia. They have a carbon tax there, not a cap and trade. But by law there, when they raise money from their carbon tax, it goes back in other tax reduction. Why can't we do that? Any number of things that would make Washington better for its citizens and more affordable for its citizens.
Oh, giving money back to the citizens. That's just crazy talk. Government knows how to spend money better than we do. They would never do something like that. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Senator John Braun, Senate Republican leader from the 20th District of Washington, serving parts of Thurston, Cowlitz, Lewis, and Clark counties. I mean, Governor Jay Inslee and crew are the ones always talking about affordability, and they're making our lives unaffordable with this. I mean, how are people who make a living using their vehicles supposed to make a living? I've gotten tons of emails from people saying, I can't make my usual bills because I have to charge people more. This is why costs are going up.
That's right. It's not just when you fill up your tank or my tank, which has gotten outrageous. It's everybody's tank, but it's also all the things you do that require transportation for those products to get to you or to be delivered, and whether it's freight or logistics or food shipping. I mean, there's just, you know, everything we touch in our daily lives has some transportation component. Every one of those items is more expensive than it was before this cap and trade system. And here's the frustrating thing. That was by their design. That's what they're trying to do. And now they're trying to deny that. But the truth is, if they cared even a little bit about making Washington more affordable, you know, whether it's food or gas or housing or child care, they could take this money and put it into a system that makes Washington more affordable. Instead, as I said earlier, it's a slush fund to send out to their advocates to do Lord knows what with.
It seems like they've almost collected $1 billion off this tax just so far this year. The year ain't over yet. Meanwhile, some Democrats are waking up to the fact that this is making their constituents miserable. And regardless if it's about them trying to win elections or not, at least they're doing the right thing. You have Senator Mark Mullett, who came out with this proposal to deal with these issues with the cap and trade tax. And I reached out to Governor Inslee's office, and they said pretty much there's no way in hell we're going to have a special session to deal with any of this. And when we do get back into session, we're not going to consider anything in this because it just helps the oil companies. I mean, They seem committed to this path regardless of anything else, and they plan on running us off the affordability cliff.
Yeah, that's the inherent lie in this. They don't want to address the challenges this policy has for people in St. Washington at all. They want to create a boogeyman in the oil companies. But the truth of the matter is, it's not the oil companies that are collecting all this money. It's the state of Washington that's collecting all this money. As you say, $1 billion, roughly $1 billion this year, $2 billion, and likely more based on the most recent auction in the 2 year budget cycle. Over $4 billion over the four-year budget cycle. This is taking an enormous amount of money out of the pockets of the people of the state of Washington. And rather than deal with that, whether they acknowledge that, they just want to blame their oil companies as their boogeyman and not even pay attention to the struggles of the people of the state of Washington.
So we're about solutions on the show. We don't like to just come up with problems and vent about problems. We come up with solutions. And I got one for you that could be politically beneficial. Why not dump this whole thing on Bob Ferguson? The AG's office is supposed to protect all of us from gouging and things like this. Washington State is charging us over 90 cents a gallon. As they say, big oil is making 80 cents a gallon profit. Well, if 80 cents a gallon profit is gouging, what's 90 cents per gallon in profit, which Washington State is getting off of everybody? Why not dump this whole thing on his front door? We know that his office helped cover up the fact that our energy bills were going up because of this. Why not run an ad every single minute of every single day through the governor's race and just take this guy down and lay the blame right at his feet because he was part of this?
Well, as you probably suspect, I'm not a fan of our attorney general. He has a habit of going after his political enemies as in the name of consumer welfare, but he won't do a dang thing to help with what is really hurting consumers in this cap and trade system. He won't even talk about it. He won't address the challenges that real people are having every day. I completely agree. I think that this is the challenge. You know, I got to be careful not to get too far into campaigns, but I think there is real accountability here for the attorney general that we could place at his doorstep and let the people know, people of the state of Washington know, that he's standing aside, that he is ignoring the fact that this is hurting their lives because he's too busy running for a different elected office.
That seems to be exactly what's going on. It seems like with all these lawsuits against his office, all these millions of dollars that Washingtonians, or at least our insurance companies, are going to have to be paying out, which therefore increases our insurance premiums, and then we're going to get taxed for it. It seems like all of this is just so he can get higher office, and yet our lives are not getting better because of it. Senate Republican leader John Braun from the 20th District, representing parts of Thurston, Cowlitz, Lewis, and Clark counties. Thank you, as always, for joining us today, sir. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. You have a great day.